I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. St. Vincent Healthcare joins Benefis Healthcare in Great Falls in employing a health disparities coordinator to act as a cultural liaison for Montana's largest minority population, Native Americans. Cassie Runsabove at St. Vincent Healthcare in Billings sat down with us to talk about her work as a cultural liaison.
And a lot of times discussions don't come out until I do a cultural sensitivity presentation or a cultural humility presentation. And people will either ask in front of everybody or afterwards, and they have expressed, I've never heard it in that way. And I'm glad that you've explained it in the way that you have, because it'll make me a better person and it'll help me understand where my patient's coming from.
Can you give a specific, help us understand?
Sure. I get the question quite a bit, why has drugs and alcohol affected the population so well? And my answer to that is I haven't seen drugs or alcohol positively impact any population. And that when we only see the worst of the worst at a hospital, that's all we know. So unless you have friends or family that are Native, you understand that there is diversity, there's the healthy, there's the ones, people living in poverty, there's those that suffer from drugs and alcohol. And then we also have very healthy families as well that end up in the hospital because of illness. And so I try to encourage them to meet the patient where they are and what needs that they have and not to put a bias or stereotype. But then I also educate in a way to try to meet our clinicians and our providers where they are. Some of them are very well-versed in our population, and some haven't really been around our population or any other disparities or other diversity populations. And so it's very unique to them to find out what their needs are and what they want to know about our population.
Are they pretty open in talking about their own biases or assumptions or misunderstandings about Native cultures? And is that hard for you to listen to, or is that something that, you know, individually, one-on-one, that you want to draw from an individual?
Absolutely. I love the ones that are very open and honest and also share their experiences, because I always remind our physicians at my presentations that I can guarantee that you've either had a negative encounter or a very uncomfortable encounter with our population, as well as they've probably had an uncomfortable and negative encounter with other populations. But when you've had it with one, you're very gun-shy, because we're people, we're human beings. Our mind functions as a safety net. So if you've had a negative encounter or an uncomfortable encounter with somebody and they've had brown hair and brown eyes, your body is going to react in that way as a little bit defensive. So I try to break down those barriers and really get to the root of where their bias is coming from. So I appreciate when people are open, honest. As to date, I have never been offended by any question that anybody has ever asked. I actually appreciate those ones, because either they've developed that own bias because of an experience, and or is like third hand and has really nothing to do with anything other than somebody said, and they have no evidence for it. So I love it that people can be open and honest with me, and I'm open and honest with them as well, as genuinely as I possibly can, because I've had my own experiences as a person that is Native, and also being a minority, somebody of color, a woman. And then I've also worked within these populations, within our very own populations. And so I've encountered different experiences as well. And so I like to validate where their feelings are coming from, so they can move on from that experience in a healthy way, and then move on to the next experience, because the next experience, that patient is waiting for that provider or for that nurse for help. And so if we can break down language barriers, health literacy barriers, environment barriers, that patient can overcome all of those, as well as the provider, and healing can take place.
Cassie Runsabove is the Health Disparities Coordinator at St. Vincent Healthcare. While Billings Clinic does not have a similarly staffed position, a spokeswoman said in an email, it has a Native Patient Advocate program that develops protocols and trains staff and the unique needs of its American Indian patients. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.